Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
I'd just like to thank Nicholas Nygaards for reaching out when we were both in London.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, whose excellent November new music picks you heard yesterday, hopefully, I want to welcome you to this edition of New Music. This is our last New Music Week of the year, November. New Music. We don't do it for December because there usually isn't a whole lot that comes out, and we're concentrating on other things, especially our year-end album and songs of the year. Want you to start getting those in. We've already got a healthy amount of submissions, so make sure to get yours in so we can fit them all in during the month of January. That's what we usually do during January. So once we turn the page to 2024, which won't be that long now, we will start doing those calls. You can make your choices and record a voice file and send it to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call the Suburban Party line. And yes, I promise I will check it every day. The number is 612-440-1984. And with that little reminder out of the way, it is a jam-packed week of new music for this week for November 2023. So let's get right to it and begin as we traditionally do.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for November. My first choice is actually a cover version. Now, over the years, Jim Linehan has made it very clear that he has absolutely no idea who Juliana Hatfield is, although I'm sure the rest of my fellow RTS listeners will be very familiar with her work. It will no doubt be a big surprise for Jim then to find out that Ms. Hatfield has released the next in her series of artist cover albums, this time doing tunes by ELO. Listening to it is a reminder of how many good tunes they actually had. My pick is Showdown. December, I thought I'd include a Christmas song. Helpfully, My Morning Jacket have just released a Christmas album. It features a mixture of Jim James originals, as well as some deeper seasonal cuts, alongside a few better known songs. I'll go with an original and Welcome Home. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. I wish you all a happy Christmas and here's to plenty more great new music in 2024. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
Interns and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my November new music picks. Before I get started, I'd just like to thank Nicholas Nygaards for reaching out when we were both in London. It was great to catch up and a testament to this community that these kind of things happen. It was a really good time. My first pick is Fantasy League by Troy Kingy and The Room Service. From his latest album, Time Wasters, soundtrack to Current Day Meanderings. This is Troy's 7th album of his 10 albums in 10 years and 10 genres series. The genre for this album is instrumental music. So there's very few vocal lines, and if there's any, it's more a backing vocal line or something like that. Though the last track does feature a guest vocalist on it. The song I picked, Fantasy League, is just super funky. It's just a really cool tune. It's got all those kind of great punches that you want from funk music. The album's returned to form after his last record, Year of the Rat Bags, which just didn't grab me. I guess that's a risky take when you're trying to create albums in different genres. Not all of them are going to land, but thankfully most of them have. My second pick is Farmer in the City by Oxen from their album Serum. Oxen are a Dublin band, and they describe themselves as doom folk. The album came out on the 27th of October, but I'm just going to sneak it into November because it's just phenomenal. This track in particular just blew my mind. It's a mix of the kind of folk that Lancome does, which is unsurprising seeing as Ratty Pete, who's one of the vocalists in that group, is in this group as well. But they're mixing that kind of folk with drone and, I guess, post-rock. That's kind of the best way to describe it. Anyway, that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Christmas, and here's to plenty more great new music in 2024.